Moncrief on News Talk.
When people come to Ireland for the first time, they notice all sorts of customs unique to us. We tend to say hello to strangers more. We eat tato sandwiches. And in urban parts of the country, we'd say thank you to the bus driver when we're getting off. But is this practice starting to die out? News Talk's This Country's Gone to Hell correspondent Henry McKean went to find out.
I'm having a chat with David, the bus driver. Do people still say thank you?
Majority of people do, yeah. Actually, most people do say thank you. Hello, driver. Nice and pleasant.
Is it an Irish thing? In other countries, perhaps in the States or England, not so much. Is it an Irish thing to say thank you?
I think it is, yeah. I think people feel obliged to say thank you, driver, and whatever. You know, you get people that don't thank, but the majority of people I get now, they say thanks, or you're always welcome when you get on the bus or getting off, you know.
Does it mean an Irish thing? Something to you is important to you, an Irish thing?
It means a lot to me. It means a lot. At least you feel you're a bit, you know, the war, or you feel a bit thankful or something, you know. If you know, you're looking after the public, they're saying thank you, so you feel gratitude in your job, you know.
Because you work hard. Today's a warm day. It's close, as they say in Ireland.
Very warm day, very warm.
Closer
day.
Than you can ever imagine, and yeah. It's warm, and you're in a jumper, and you're putting in long hours, so you're happy that they say thanks.
Yeah, brilliant, yeah. As I said, it's most people do, and when people get on, especially elderly people get on and say thanks, they feel like you're doing something for them, you're helping out the public, you know, getting them from A to B.
David, A to B. Yourself, how many years a bus driver?
I'm 3 years now.
So you're quite new?
Only new.
And what were you doing before?
I was driving oil tankers.
So the same but different?
Yeah. So it's
no
actually
one
a very
said
good
thank
job.
You.
Yeah, no, you're on your own that one, but this one is, yeah, it's a good job working Dublin bus, yeah, it's a very good job.
And there's David leaving, and I forgot to say thank you. Thank you, David. Do you say thank you to your bus driver?
Yes, I do.
Whereabouts in England are you from?
Yorkshire, South Yorkshire.
So you could say Northern English people are different to Southern English people. You're basically Irish. You do say thank you to the bus driver?
I do, yes.
And you're friendly?
Yes.
With a sense of humour?
Oh, definitely. Married to him, about to be, yeah.
When you do take a bus, which is not that often, do you say thank you?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely, it's the right thing to do. Everybody's friendly around here as well, so it is the right thing to do.
I'm chatting to Owen. You work for a private bus company. Where does your bus go to?
It goes all over. It goes from, like, we do, like, private hire. Then there's, like, school runs and just everything that you can think of and different routes and all that for TFI.
You like the different drives routes?
Now. Yeah, different, like, different interactions and all that as well. But, like, from, like, with kids, like, as young as 2 and 3 that can speak, like, and all the interaction to, like, elderly people and everyone in between.
Do they say thank you?
Kids, yeah, and even like now, it's coming up to their holidays, and even like yesterday, I got two presents off two of the kids that are actually going on holiday.
They gave you gifts.
Yeah, so it's just kind of weird. It's
so you're everything. You're the school bus. Your weddings. You're everything.
Myself and all that. Nearly 2 years doing it myself. So still enjoy it, and I'll hopefully be doing it until I collect my pension.
You're a Kiwi living in Australia, in Ireland at the moment. Do you thank the bus driver in either New Zealand or Australia?
Yes, I do. Yeah. And it's just customary, it's respect and everything else, so why not?
Do we still have manners here in Ireland? You're visiting. Do you think the Irish have manners? Are we still friendly?
Well, no comment on that because I really only just got here, so I haven't really, you know, come across it. But, oh no, I suppose. From what I've seen, I say, yeah.
So you haven't been here very long at all?
No, I've only been a couple of days. Yeah.
And so far, no one's been mean to you?
No one's been mean to me. They've been pretty good. The hotel I'm staying in is pretty good. I'm just lost at the moment trying to find my way back.
Where are you trying to get to?
Is at Citizen M Hotel, but I've sort of like, I don't know, I'll work it out.
My name is Blake Boland. I am the spokesperson for Dublin Bus.
Imam Lycett wrote today in the Irish Times about how in Ireland, you know, we do say thank you to the bus driver, but now with these doors halfway down the bus, perhaps we don't say thank you enough. What's your view working with bus drivers every day?
You know, I think it's such a wonderful thing that happens really only in Ireland. You travel around the world and you just don't get this. And it's something that we love to see. And yeah, you're right that things have changed a little bit with those central doors. Now, they do so much for us in terms of operations and moving people around. But it does take away that little bit of connection. I fully understand that for sure.
Blake, you've done research into this, and we're here standing on O'Connell Bridge, and we can hear a siren. I'm not sure if it's an ambulance or it's the guards. I can see them. It's the guards. It's a busy, busy thoroughfare, and there are lots and lots of buses around. I mean, this is peak bus area. What does your research show?
Yeah, we're actually at a time now where we're just past having about 900 buses out on the road. That's a lot of people. We'll carry just over 500,000 people today in all likelihood. Now, the research that we did, it's actually about 11 years ago at this stage, and we did a little survey with our customers to see how many people actually thank the driver as they're getting on the bus. And it was 90%. About 90% of people say that kind of hello and thank you as they get off the bus to the driver. And it's just something that really only happens in Ireland. It's great to see, and we'd love to keep that tradition going.
Is it an Irish thing?
I really think it is an Irish thing. I've done a little bit of travel around the world and lucky enough to visit Asia, plenty of cities in Europe, and I just don't come across it in the same way that we do here. And you know, another part of it that's really key is that when a person gets onto the bus and says hello to the driver, or maybe they say thank you getting off, for many people that's the only interaction that they might have with another human being that day. And that kind of loneliness and isolation, and it's great that we have that connection with our drivers who are moving so many people around. It's something we want to do, and it's something that Dublin Bus does, that we are all about connecting more people to more places.
So the Irish, despite everything, despite the fact that we're perhaps more angry or angrier, we are still friendly.
Oh, I think we are. I think we have the gift of the gab. There's no doubt about that. And you see that on buses. And a lot of people now are, you know, they've got their heads in their phones, or maybe they've got the earphones in. But it's great to see that people still do make connections on the buses. People still do chat to each other, strike up conversations. That's great to see. I think that's a uniquely Irish thing. And it's great to see happening on Dublin Bus.
You're from the United States of America. Are the Irish friendly?
Very friendly. Everybody's been super kind to us.
Absolutely. It's almost a stereotype in the States. The Irish are very friendly.
Do you say thank you to the bus driver in the States?
I always say thank you to the bus driver.
Always?
Always. They're doing me a service.
And they are doing you a service. Do the other passengers say thank you, or is it just you?
I think it depends on where you are in the States. It depends on the culture.
And you're right, the States is so big and sprawling.
Yes, it's a variety of people. It really depends.
Holly McGlynn from EPIC, the Irish Emigration Museum. We're here on the Liffey outside EPIC. Lots of buses have just gone past. There's lots of visitors coming into EPIC. Some of them say thank you to the bus driver, and some of them don't, because their culture is different to perhaps the Irish. Why is the Irish culture so different? Why do we still say, in the main, thank you to the bus driver?
This is such an interesting topic for me personally, because I lived in London for 16 years, where people do get off the central doors and nobody said thank you, but I was a lone voice.
You were the lone person shouting saying, thank you.
Absolutely. And if anyone else ever said thank you, I said, I know that they're Irish. But I think that there's any number of social, political, cultural reasons why Irish people say thank you. And ultimately, Irish identity can't be boiled down to any one single factor. And that's exactly what we celebrate at EPIC, the complexity of the Irish identity. Irish is so many different things here. And one of the stories that we celebrate at EPIC is the story of Margareta Eger, who in 1898 moved from Limerick to Russia to become the nanny to the children of the last Tsar of Russia. And she's taught them English, and they even spoke with a Limerick accent for a time as well. But manners would have been incredibly important to her, and she wrote a book about her 6 years at the Russian court, and manners are referenced many, many times throughout that book as well.
So it's about manners, and you actually have adverts on the back of buses going up and down Dublin and the country. What's on the ad?
So this is our latest campaign. It's called Irish Is, and it is a celebration of the complexity of Irish identity and the impact that emigration has had on Irish identity. And so the ad reads as follows. Irish is a blessing followed by a curse. It's a creaking ship and a cracking bone. Irish is a great hunger that got to work. It's brick by brick, page by page. Irish is being shulach shgelach. Irish is in Ireland, Irish is not. Irish is in places it really has no business being. Irish is on the front lines, the back pages, the podiums, the picket lines. In the pubs, Irish doesn't drink. Irish is the pride in your chest and the guilt in the pit of your stomach. Irish is power, Irish is dissent. Irish is deadly, Irish is flawed. Irish is opposing injustice, and Irish is not welcome to apply. Irish is finally getting its flowers. Irish is hard to define. Irish is found at EPIC.
And it is so hard to define, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.